Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Every autumn, a multitude of people in the Northern Hemisphere contributes billions of dollars, that's billions with a B, to local economies in order to look at brightly colored leaves. The attraction, when green leaves of hardwood trees turn brilliant shades of yellow, orange, red, and purple, is a result of chemistry, pure and simple. Well, simple to a chemist, maybe. Actually, the pigments that create the bright colors are already in the leaves in midsummer, long before the pilgrims begin to think of foliage tours. They are masked, then, by the dominant green pigment, chlorophyll. The trigger to begin the change is called photoperiodism, the length of day and night. As days become shorter and cooler, the production of green chlorophyll declines, and the once concealed bright pigments are revealed. The actual fall colors of the leaves depend on the type and amount of pigments present once the chlorophyll is gone, and other chemicals such as sugars and tannin in the leaves. Some species, including hickories, birches, redbud, and tulip poplar, are always yellow, never red. Others like dogwood, sweet gum, black gum, sumac, oaks, and maples are usually some shade of red or purple, but may also be yellow. The intensity of autumn colors is greatly influenced by the weather. Low temperatures and bright sunshine destroy chlorophyll. These same conditions and dry weather enhance the production of the colorful pigments. As a result, the brightest fall colors occur when dry, sunny days are followed by cool, dry nights. Leaves fall in the autumn as part of a tree's natural life cycle. It sets the stage for winter dormancy, a time of decreased metabolism in the plant when all physiological processes are geared towards surviving cold temperatures and short days. The bright colors have no apparent biological significance, merely being a byproduct of chemical changes leading up to dormancy. Likewise, mass human allure to the beautiful leaves has no perceptible biological explanation.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News.
This is Robert Siegel, host of All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, I'm Kelby Uchley.
The best of Broadway.
I'm your host, Mark Henderson.
Welcome to Midday Classics. I'm Jason Reinhardt.
This is Vocal Vibes, and I'm your host, Deborah Chandler.
Exceptional programs on KEDM, made possible by listener financial support.